105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Cambridge 105.
A Cambridge scientist is urging people to dig deep to raise funds for cancer research as this weekend's Race for Life is taking place all over the UK. Dr. Frances Richards will be running with 7,000 other women in the Cambridge Race for Life on Parker's Peace.
I'm at the Cambridge campus and it's all happening around here. And in the background, you can probably hear the sound of construction because the Cambridge research story just grows and grows. Dr. Frances, your speciality is pancreatic cancer?
That's right, yes. The group I'm in are trying to improve the treatments for this disease, yes. One of the biggest difficulties of pancreatic cancer is that people don't really get symptoms until the disease is very far advanced, so it's diagnosed very late, at which point there's very little we can do.
Now, the reason I'm chatting to you is because you've not only are you dedicating your career to finding cures for cancer, but you're actually going to put your running shoes on this weekend and you're going to be joining 7,000 other women pounding the streets of Cambridge raising money for Cancer Research UK. 7,000's a lot of people, but I understand that's 1,000 less than the number of people who unfortunately use their life each year in the UK from the cancer you research.
That's right. Since last year's Race for Life, there's more than 8,000 people in the UK have died from pancreatic cancer. So that's what we want to do something about that. And so I want to show my support for all the other women out there who are raising money to support research like ours.
You're fortunate because you actually see what the money's spent on. And there'll be lots of people running tomorrow because they've been touched by cancer. Most people, unfortunately, have been touched by cancer one way or another. Can you explain to those people how the money will be spent?
Well, in our group, which is funded by Cancer Research UK, we're experimenting on trying to work out better treatments for pancreatic cancer. So we're looking at trying to understand the biology of this particular cancer, which is unusual, to try and find out why the drugs that work on other cancers just have no effect in pancreatic cancer. And then we're trying to use that knowledge to design combinations of new drugs that will be effective in this disease.
Now, just for those of us who don't know what pancreatic cancer is that presumably that's the organ, the pancreas, which is part of the digestive system?
That's right, yes. The pancreas is an organ sort of just underneath your liver that most people don't know much about, but it produces enzymes that help you digest your food and it produces hormones like insulin. So it's an important organ, but often if there's a cancer growing in it, often you don't really get symptoms until it's very, very far advanced.
Now, the building which is just behind us where you work, the labs, there's approximately 500 of you and your colleagues work here. But that's just part of the cancer research team, isn't it?
That's right, yes. In Cambridge, there are many other groups of scientists working on cancer, and around the UK, there are lots of groups. And we collaborate with different groups across the country who also work on pancreas cancer so that we can pool our knowledge and make the best use of the money that Cancer Research UK are spending.
And my understanding of the cancer research is that you also work with other labs and other teams who aren't part of Cancer Research UK, and you supply them with lots of information and vice versa. Information's passed around, and that's with drug companies and other organisations like the Wellcome Trust.
Absolutely, yes. There are scientists funded by many other people who are working on similar areas or little bits of biology that overlap with what we're interested in looking at. And so we collaborate with many different groups of academic scientists and with people in drug companies because they're the ones who are actually discovering the drugs that we will then want to use in future.
Now, 25 years you've been a scientist, 7 of them you've been based here in Cambridge. It's quite a, I would imagine it's the sort of job where you don't get a eureka moment every day and you have to be quite accepting to the fact that you might have to go months before you can move it on.
Absolutely, yes. Cancer is such a complex disease that it's very rare that there's a big breakthrough. It's little steps. It's like building a wall, and every week, every month, we try and put another brick into that wall until we've made an advance. And yes, sometimes the actual lab work we do can be quite repetitive. You have to do the same tests on a large number of pancreas cancer samples before we know that the result we've got is really the truth. But on the other hand, our group are working on multiple different projects. We do lots of different experiments. I manage different projects and I also lead a team of people. So no 2 days are ever the same.
So when Race for Life kicks off on Parker's Peace, and there's 2 distances you can run, which distance are you opting for?
I'm doing 5 kilometres because I'm doing it with my daughter who's 14, and I think 5 kilometres is quite far enough.
Did she volunteer herself or did you volunteer her for a run?
I volunteered her originally. We've done it for 5 years in a row now, and so originally it was my idea that she come because I wanted her to see just how many people there are there and to understand just how much cancer matters to people. But having done it once, she's very keen to come and do it again because it's a fabulous experience.
You're obviously very passionate about your job. So is there any time when you switch off, or is it something you take home with you?
No, I try not to take it home with me. You know, I have a family and I have outside interests. Try and keep a healthy work-life balance. And actually doing things like the Race for Life, it's really inspiring. Because, yes, you see, it's very emotional reading the messages on people's backs, but also it's great fun, and everybody there is having a good day and enjoying themselves along with the emotion.
And how much training have you done for this weekend?
Oh, quite a bit, yes. I spend quite a lot of time in the gym and run whenever I can.
Parker's Peace is obviously going to become a Sisters Doing It For Himself zone. What about us guys? Can we come along?
Of course you can come along, yes. The race itself is only for women and girls, and I think young boys are allowed, but we need support. And all around the route, it's great to have people coming and watching and clapping and cheering people along, because it is hard work and it's going to be hot. We're all going to need encouragement, those of us that are running or walking, and so the men are more than welcome to come along and cheer us on.
Who's going to get across the finishing line first, yourself or Rose?
Despite my training, I'm pretty sure that she'll sprint away from me at about 4 kilometres, and I'll come panting in some way behind her. But I will try and keep up with her.
So, Dr. Francis Richard, throw away your lab coat, put on your running shoes, and have a great run.
Will do. Thank you.
And good luck to Dr. Francis Richards and Rosemary running in this weekend's Cambridge Race for Life. Along with 7,000 others, they'll be helping to raise thousands of pounds for Cancer Research UK. That was Phil Minot reporting.